From the Doyle Scholarship Program of Santa Rosa's Exchange Bank to bonuses collected by the Titans of Wall Street, banks and bankers are increasingly being questioned about their policies and decisions. But because these are all private institutions, the level of transparency and public input is low. With a public bank, explains Mark Armstrong, those conditions are reversed.
A public bank is a full-on depository bank, so it's chartered differently. The mission of a public bank is not to maximize shareholder value like a regular bank is, but it is to serve the people of, in this case, Sonoma County. Serving the people, of course, means generating profit, but it also means that you can take on additional risk in the loan portfolio. You can also provide services to the unbanked, et cetera. So it's really a much better way to support the people and their banking needs within the county.
Armstrong is the executive director of the Public Banking Institute, a Sonoma-based nonprofit that was founded early last year to promote that idea. Because banks exist, in part, to create money, he explains there are two basic benefits to keeping that process local, accessible, and accountable.
One is how money is created, taking back that power from the private banks and putting it into the public sphere, like a publicly owned bank. And then the second is to use the money that's created to support local businesses that enable supply chains. It would do us no good if we created a pile of money and then spent it on flat-screen TVs that were made in China.
Even though this concept was introduced by the Quakers of the Pennsylvania colony more than 200 years ago, it's never gained much traction in America, with one notable exception.
There is a bank, Bank of North Dakota, that's been around 93 years, which is public. It's the only public bank in the United States, but Germany, Chile, other developed countries all have public banks and very successful public banks.
Armstrong has a theory about why there aren't any other public banks here yet.
The media is typically owned by corporations, of course not public radio stations, but there's a bias in our society within the media to support the private enterprises. And so there's not much that we learn about regarding public banks, even though they are quite normal overseas. In New Zealand, for instance, Kiwi Bank is in every post office, and that's a national public bank.
But given the mounting distrust of the major banking houses here and around the world, Armstrong believes the climate is shifting to favor the creation of an additional public bank, perhaps here in California.
The bottom line with public banking is, would you trust a Wall Street banker in New York City to serve your interest by holding onto your money? Or would you trust a public official who has processes in place which are transparent, a lot more accountability, a lot more of your involvement in how it's run? Would you trust that sort of system? And I think it's the latter.
Legislation that could open the door for a new public bank in California was introduced in Sacramento in February. Action on AB 2500 is currently pending in the Assembly Banking and Finance Committee. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.